broadcasting from AntiUpMagazine.com in Tampa Bay, Florida,
with your hosts, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long,
it's time to Anti Up. July 18, 2008. You're listening to the best poker podcast on the internet. Scott, I went to a seminar this week for poker.
You did? And you know what? I know you went because I wake up 2 mornings after my last day at the St. Petersburg Times and I pick up the Tampa Tribune, our former competitor, and I go to page 3 of their B, their Metro section. And whose ugly mug is staring right back at me? I'm like, oh my god, that's Chris Cosenza of Annie Up.
Hey, look, I'm right in the middle.
Exactly. Look at you're all serious looking, like you always are.
I am serious at the table. I don't joke around.
This is a free training seminar, and you look like you're at the final table of the World Series.
Well, I don't fool around, man. I want to take it seriously. Plus, they were putting you on the spot. They're like, Chris, what did that guy do before he bet? And I'm like, I gotta make sure I know. So I was studying everybody. I wanted to make sure I didn't make any mistakes, you know. It was pretty good. I mean, they gave you 20 minutes at the table, then they gave you their 20-minute spiel, and then they were 20 minutes at the table, and then they gave you a 20-minute spiel, and then you're out of there.
And it's free?
Totally free. 100% free. And, you know, these guys are you know, they're not like, you know, household names, but they're all pretty good players. And one guy was rated as the top player in Florida for tournaments.
Oh, wow.
And he's one of their instructors. So it's pretty good. I mean, I think, you know, if you want to do it, you got to come back 2 weeks later and you sign up for a much more intensive seminar and it costs money and everything. You know, for the most part, it's up to you. It's just like any other camp kind of thing. And I enjoyed myself as far as those 2 hours. And it was good. We made some good contacts. And who knows, maybe we'll have some relationship with them later on down the road.
And they move their tournaments around from city to city, right?
Right.
And traveling circus.
Yes, exactly.
And well, always circus when you're in town.
Basically, they have 10 cities they're going to. And they're hoping to get 50 people at each one. And then
they'll sign up for the big one.
Right. Well, and what happens is they sign up for this one, and they play in their camp. And then the winner of that 50-person tournament goes to Vegas for the 10-player sit-and-go for a seat in a major event. Just like Apes, baby, except they don't give out bananas.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the good thing about it, too, though, was that, you know, they limit it to 50 people. So you know that you're going to have a seat, you're going to have an instructor with you at all times, and there's that intense one-on-one thing. And they tailor their training to you rather than a group, you know, when some seminars are like that. So it was pretty good. It's a good startup company. I think that they, you know, they got a future.
So did you learn enough that you're actually going to be better than me now?
No, what happened was I forgot enough to still be ahead of you. But it's always good to go to these things and hear what people think and how they play. And some people were totally clueless, which is what these are for.
It's a great play. Free. Yeah, great. Can't beat that for if you're learning how to play.
Absolutely. So we had a good time, and it was fun. I mean, look for something in our magazine, too, in September about it.
Very good. All right, so the World Series. They're out of the November 9.
The November 9.
You know, every time I type that, you know, we blogged a little bit, and I've typed, I always feel like I'm talking about, like, gangsters.
Yeah, yeah.
November 9.
I know, they're going to come in with those Tommy guns and
exactly,
that little room.
Exactly.
You know?
But, you know, it's kind of a clever little marketing. I wonder if that's why they pushed 117 days into November, just so they could call it the November 9.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the October almost.
Ocho. Yeah, the October Ocho.
Yeah, but then you'd have 8. That'd be like with a stud final table.
Yeah, you got to think that might be some sort of.
Or they said around, yeah. Maybe they said, we'll just delay the final table to August. And they're like, oh, we can't come up with any catchy for that, so we'll push it all the way to November.
The August asses.
let me ask you a question, Chris. This is a couple weeks old. We probably should have talked about it earlier. But the first day of the main event, or, you know, probably day 1D, double SZ, or whatever it is, Phil Hellmuth makes his.
Oh, jeez.
Traditional delayed entry, so everybody stops and gawks at him and blah, blah, blah. All right, that's cool, whatever, you know. I'm not into the showmanship, but, you know, if he wants to do that, that's
right,
good.
Right.
This year, he shows up dressed like George Patton.
Yeah.
One of the greatest generals in this country's history.
Right.
And he has 11 little gold stars on, one for each bracelet he won. And, of course, he had the requisite 11 half naked women falling around, just like that, too.
Right.
All right, now, so my question is this offensive in a time of war, or am I and some other people way too sensitive?
Well, it depends on your situation. I think that if you have a family member or a friend who's over there, yeah, I think he might be offended by it. I mean, some of it's in good fun and stuff, but yeah, you know, even years ago when I worked in the sports department during a war, you know, you don't like to have the football guy say he threw a bomb,
exactly.
You know, 30 yards. So, yeah, I try to be sensitive to other people. To me, you know, it didn't really bother me because, you know, he's just in fun. But, yeah, I think some people could take it the wrong way.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I mean, on a personal level, whatever. And I mean, Patton's been dead for years. And, yeah, anyway, World War II, not Iraq or anything like that. But it just seems like an odd thing to come up with. Now, I know Ultimate Bet, which is, you know, Phil's little baby online stuff.
Right.
They've been doing a lot of advertising with, like, this military theme, so I'm sure that's where it came from.
Right.
I think he could have come up with something more creative. Obviously, he proved last year he couldn't drive into the World Series without wrecking, so...
Don't you think he should have come sort of, like, dressed up like the guys from Spinal Tap?
There we go!
Right? And say...
And not be able to find his table! That would be great! He's wandering around backstage.
My bracelets go to 11.
Right,
there it is. I'm way smarter than Phil Helgren.
All right. He's probably going to steal that from you. You better trademark it.
Trademark it. I put that on the list. We've got a lot of things to trademark now. But, you know, if you're going to be offended, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are offended by the half-naked women walking in with him, too, you know.
Oh, that's true.
So, there's all kinds of... He's offending everybody. Of course, his attitude, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, this week he was on that cash game poker, or After Dark cash game week, and he's just ridiculous. He lost his $100,000 buy-in already, and... You know, we're still watching it this week, but, you know, his attitude is just terrible, so. I totally agree with you. I think he should have picked something totally different. Tell him to call me. I'll take care of him.
We'll have to see how the hype goes in the November 9 pretty soon. No name pros made it, I don't think. I mean,
although, there are two people on there. One of them was a guy who made a World Poker Tour final table this week. Right. And then there's a good guy that he's sort of from Florida. He grew up and learned his chops playing in Florida. David Chino Ream.
Chino. I wonder if he wears chinos. Maybe that's where he got his name.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll ask him.
He doesn't look like he has chinos in the photos.
We're the Florida guys now, so we need to call him up and ask him. I guess he's originally from Cooper City, but now he's like in L.A. or whatever. He's too big time for us now, but maybe we'll get a talk, you know, get him on the phone and give him a call.
But regardless, you know, 9 players that most of America have never heard of, and so I think that's going to be pretty cool to actually get to know them before one of them's crowned
And that was their goal, was to have these guys who normally you maybe wouldn't tune in because you don't know who these people are. Well, now you got a month to get to learn to know them. So we'll see. Let's see how that works out.
All right. So speaking of our tournaments, though.
Yes.
Not all our listeners can pay $10,000 to get into the main event, but $5.50 will get you a shot at Plastic Produce.
Man, that is, and you know what, too? It's the first time we've done this, right? Pot Limit Omaha and Pot Limit Hold'em. All in one.
Ha!
Ha! All in one nice little package. We're all about packaging these days.
We'll see how many people are laughing or crying after trying to mix between the two games.
Well, it's going to be on a Saturday at noon. That way our good friends across the pond can play, because they're all big Omaha fans. And it's going to be the 26th of July, noon, $5 plus 50 cents on Full Tilt Poker. And the password, as always, is Ante Up. One word.
Wow, you didn't whisper it.
I'm trying to progress now. We're on our own. We don't need to whisper anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, and I tell you, being on our own is scary enough.
Yeah.
And it's even scarier for the Ante Up listenership right now, because I'm no longer a working newspaper journalist where I have to worry about words.
Right.
And if you could understand how much I mangled my words before, now when I don't want to do it daily, it's going to be terrible. But I'm still interested in the dictionary.
Absolutely.
And this came out, new words added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary this year.
Hey, did we do this before, too, once?
Maybe, yeah.
It's like a yearly thing for us.
Maybe they got a once-a-year poker quota they got to get in there.
I think last year was Bling. I think Bling made a dictionary last year because of the poker players.
Exactly. Well, there's 100 new entries in the new edition of the Collegiate Dictionary.
Okay.
So after you graduate from college, you don't need to worry about these
words.
These are the words your professors want to see in the term paper. But among them are air quotes, dwarf planet, fanboy, but... Why it's on a poker show is the word Texas Hold'em. Finally in the dictionary.
Wow.
We'll always be able to figure out how to spell it from now on.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you, how did they list it as how it's spelled?
They actually did a capital T for Texas, of course, a capital H for Hold'em, which kind of goes back and forth between different publications. But then they have like a space before the little
apostrophe
for the EM.
Yeah, see, that's the way I think it should be, because it is its own word.
Yeah, I guess it could be a lowercase h.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so it's Texas uppercase, hold uppercase, space, apostrophe, M.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent. And the quick dictionary definition they give you is poker in which each player is dealt two cards face down, and all players share five cards dealt face up.
Now I understand the game! No wonder why I suck!
This is why the dictionary is the most valuable book on your bookshelf.
God, I need
to... Get rid of that super system.
I need to totally reevaluate my entire strategy now. Thank you.
But the absolute best part of this is that they put in parentheses the year where it was first found, used in an English language publication.
I can only imagine what year it
is. All right. So, you know, if it was Texas Hold'em, but it was in German somewhere, it doesn't count. It has to be English. In English language, all right?
All right.
What year would you guess that they picked this? That they could find it? They have all their little Miriam bots out there looking for this stuff.
Let's see. The game was invented in the 50s, so maybe the 70s, like 75.
All right, that sounds like a fair... it's probably even earlier than that, when the World Series started.
All right, so 69, 70, yeah. 72, somewhere around there.
That's what I would have guessed. No, they said the first time that they found it in an English language publication, 1995.
95?
95.
Boy, Dan Harrington has some serious pull. Because that's the year he won the World Series, so he must have been like... hey Miriam, what's going on, man? Let's get a dictionary updated and wow, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable. 95? What are you gonna be kidding me? Even Card Player's been around longer than that. They must have listed Hold'em and Card Player.
What we're gonna have to do is we'll have to find a copy of our super system and send them to the good folks at Merriam-Webster. I'm sure they've got an address at Merriam-Webster.
Well, they said English-speaking, so, you know, super system's a whole different language, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Wow, that's pretty remarkable. They listed 95.
But we're official now. Texas Hold'em is in the dictionary. I don't know how long it's going to be before Raz gets in there.
And, of course, our show likes to stay away from Texas Hold'em once in a while.
Exactly.
So we'll have to get Raz and... what else? Pineapple. They'll have a little addendum to what a pineapple is. Also, see also Texas Hold'em variation.
Slang.
Slang. Oh, man.
All right, so Chris, last week you railed on this new 5-10 no-limit game that you saw at Derby Lane, and other Florida poker rooms are playing it.
It's everywhere.
And, of course, if you missed last week's show, shame on you. Go back and listen to it.
Yes.
But 5-10 no-limit hold'em doesn't seem like a big deal until you factor in the fact that it's $100 min-max buy-in in Florida when you sit down. There's obviously no limits how much you can win, but you got to start with 100 times.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And 5-10, wow, it goes quickly, as you said. So anyhow, one of our listeners, Dave, wrote in, and he's beside himself. This is insane, he says. Ridiculous, just ridiculous is what he says.
It is.
He says that most 2-5 games that he buys in have a 200 to 300 min with a 500 cap. I think that's probably what most of us have seen out there. He says Caesars in Vegas has no cap buy-in, and Venetian has 1,000.
Yeah.
So, as you can imagine, if you start with 100.
And the cap is 10 times the amount that the only amount you can buy in here. I mean, how could you think that's a good thing to do? But people were clamoring for it, because you know Derby Lane didn't just say, let's do a 5-10 game. There's no way. Somebody said, let's up the ante, and some guy said, yeah, that's great, and let's do it. And then it got, you know, people were like, what are they doing over there? We got all those chips, and... That's how it started. It's just ridiculous. Not too smart. Not too bright. At least that's how I feel. I'm sure you agree with me, right? You don't think it's a good idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're never going to catch me in a game like that until you get me really rich.
I'm working on it, buddy. I'm working on it. Believe me.
All right. Ringing somewhere. Somewhere in the Antioch Nation.
I think I hear it in the background. Someone's probably turning off their phone today. Someone in the Antioch Nation has contacted us from very far away via the hotline, and we're ready to reveal our hotline.
Yes,
number.
We are.
I have it here. You want me to say it?
Absolutely. It's kind of like we're pulling lottery balls out of the at 11 o'clock with the little lottery lady. Let's hope you had these 10 numbers.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
All right.
813-448-1120. That is the new hotline.
One more time for our German listeners.
813-448-1120. That's our new hotline number. You can call that and leave a message, and we will take it and put it on the show.
And even better, we're going to try to find sponsors for the hotline to give you swag if you call.
That's right. Well, that's
how early and often.
That's all on Scott's shoulders. So if we don't get any, you can blame him.
All right, and one more little caveat that we're going to have fun with, too. The new hotline cuts you off after 1 minute. You get 60 seconds. You got to get in and out.
You know, we have the 1 minute mystery. Now we have the 1 minute hotline.
Absolutely. You can't stammer around trying to figure out your car, trying to turn them, turn your McDonald's, making your order at the value. No, you got 1 minute to get your whole call in.
You're stuck in traffic and you want to waste some time. Not with us. It's not going to happen. And here's the thing. Don't call back and leave another one to addendum to the first one. Don't keep calling us like, all right, well, you know, you cut me off somewhere between the flop and the turn, so I'm calling. No. Sum it up in a minute, or we're not using it. Because we don't have the time to go through all the editing. I like the 1 minute rule, though. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like our theme.
Exactly.
Of course,
kind of crisp, tight.
We don't really hold Columbo to 1 minute. But
No, it's kind of a, you know, fanciful type for him.
All right, so let's play that clip. This is from Steve in Japan.
Hey, Chris, Scott, Steve from Okinawa, Japan. I just wanted to relay some experiences I had recently. I was in St. Pete. Visiting the U.S. I hadn't been back in 8 years, and I've never played live poker in a casino, so I was a little bit nervous about, you know, the first time. I've been playing online for a couple of years, and I went to the Hard Rock in Tampa 2 times. I liked it. I don't have anything else to compare it to, but just say that the quality of I played 1-2 no limit 2 days. First day dropped 140 only because I got sucked out on the river. But the second day, I made some good calls and ended up $160. So I'm excited about your magazine and Florida Poker. So far from my experience, it's very. Very good. Quality of play was really good. People were pretty cool. I really liked the Hard Rock, and I hope to come back someday. So congratulations on the magazine, and just wanted to share that. Thank you.
So he flies, what, 20 hours from Japan and makes $20?
That's, yeah, you're coming back across the date line, so it doesn't seem like that long at all, really.
It's like, what, 50 cents an hour, I think he earned. That's awesome. And do you think he would have come to Tampa Bay had he not known about Annie Up and known about the shows? Or do you think he had business here? No, I think he actually picked this area to come, you know, basically play his first poker live. And there's no reason to be nervous about playing poker in these rooms, right?
No, of course
nothing
not.
To worry about.
These are great rooms to start out in.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad he called us. And it's always great to hear from someone from Okinawa, which I think is, isn't that where Mr. Miyagi was from?
Might have been.
Yeah. Don't know, first time. Love that show. That was a great movie. The second one, not so much. Third one.
Hillary Swank was in the third one, right?
Yeah, she was like the Karate Girl.
Yeah,
or
Karate
something.
Girl.
That was, yeah. She jumped over a car or something in that one. That was,
so that was pretty bad. Hair.
It's pretty bad.
Greetings, this is Columbo from PokerWannabe.blogspot.com, and this is another 1 Minute Mystery, The Case of the Charging Bull. It's level 3 in a multi-table tournament, and we are the big stack at the table with 7,500. In seat 1, we have a well-known solid player who has many caches. He has about 2,700 in chips. Me? I'm in seat 5 on the button.
yes, Lieutenant Columbo. Sorry to disturb you.
It folds around to our mid-position player in seat 1, and he raises to 280. That leaves him about 2,500 behind. When it folds around to me on the button, I look down at 8 of clubs, 8 of diamonds. The old 88.
That number is supposedly good luck.
A quick recap finds us in position, relatively deep stacked, and with reluctant blinds. I like a call here. The blinds fold out, and there is now 680 in the pot when we see a flop of 7 of hearts, 4 of spades, 2 of diamonds. And after a short delay, the mid-position player in seat 1 bets 480.
He just bet two-thirds the pot into the big stack. What's your read?
All right, so we got an overpair. And guys, overbetting the pot, sounds like.
Yeah, I hate 8-8. I hate that hand.
I have always hated this hand. I have bounced out of more tournaments in my life with this hand than any other hand, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't this the hand that kind of James made fun of you when you caught your 8 on the turn?
And yeah, probably
knocked
was.
That kid out when you had an ace? Yeah. It's just a bad hand. But we do have, you know what, we could even afford to take a hit. And, you know, I don't hear enough people raising for information anymore. So maybe I raise here for information and make it 1,200 to go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all just right. My, you know, and then we'll see what this guy does. If he shoves, you know, we can't get away from it now. And so, you know, it's one of those where you intentionally make it enough where you know you can't fold and you're telling the guy, hey, I just put enough in to say that I'm not getting rid of my hand, so you better have something. And then if he calls or goes all in, then, you know, we know we're probably behind. But really, at that point, we can still afford it. We're 7,500. You lose 2,700 total. You're still, you know, 48 or whatever. So whatever you have left. So I don't know. What do you think? Raise for information?
Yeah, I like that idea.
All right, let's raise for information.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not scared right now. It's rainbow flop, right?
Yep.
We got an overpair.
Yep. Let's raise for information. Exactly. See, this guy really does have his jacks or whatever.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
This is Downtown Chad Brown, and I'm in the studio with Ante Up.
Chris, so I'm back from Vegas. We talked about that last week.
Did you miss me?
Of course I missed you.
Did you miss me when you were out
there? It was hard to miss you because I actually talked to you more when I was out there than I did my own wife.
And with good reason.
Yeah, my wife was like, you know, hey, Chris didn't come by my desk at all last week. You must have talked to him. He must not have missed you. And I'm like, yeah, I think I called him every hour.
Yeah, that's right. The operators were like, another call? God, you guys should have like a family plan. He called me a ton. It was good, though. It was good to hear you out there and to keep in touch and to give you ideas and get ideas. But I missed the expo.
Yeah.
We had a good time at the expo.
Expo's always my favorite part of going to Vegas. And I feel bad because I think we missed the golden days of the expo.
Yeah.
A couple years ago when the online sites were all allowed to be there. It certainly sounds like it was much bigger. And, of course, talking to people when I was out there, they all kind of lament how it used to be back in the old days of 2006.
Right.
But I still think there's a lot of good stuff out there. I had fun walking around the room, and I walked around it for a couple days, and I kept finding new stuff every time I walked around.
Cool.
So did a lot of interviews. I did 20 of them.
God!
Actually, more than 20, but only 20 are podcast worthy.
Only 20 made the cut.
Exactly.
Excellent.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to stretch this over to two parts.
Because we're lazy.
Well, this is good stuff. I mean, how do you take these 20 good interviews?
Right.
We've already cut some out.
Right.
Take these 20 good ones and cram it into a 1-hour show with all the other good stuff.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it.
It's impossible.
The show is chock full of good information.
Exactly. So we're just going to split them up. We're going to give you 9 this week, 11 next week, because, you know, 10 and 10, that would be too easy.
Yeah, no.
We like to do higher math.
Yeah, we think outside the box. We don't automatically split things down the middle. You know what it is? This week's show had the high hand. Next week's show will have the low hand, which is why this week's show gets more.
Very good. Well, we'll see which one's higher, which one's lower. So I try to categorize these interviews into themes, all right?
All right.
So this week's themes are going to be stuff to kind of help you with your game. And I figure we'll start with that because, you know, you can spend this whole week getting started helping your game.
That's right.
For next week, we're going to talk about the fun, kooky, kind of gadgety kind of stuff that just makes poker more fun.
Yeah, because now your game's at the top level after 1 week of listening to these interviews.
We don't want you sitting around home laughing about all these good gadgets this week when you could be out actually learning how to play poker better.
And then utilizing the gadgets the following week.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. So, see, I put some thought into it.
You are a genius.
All right, let's get started. All right, so one of the questions we get from our listeners all the time is for us to kind of dig deeper into like some of the software that helps you out, poker tracker, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
We keep kind of ignoring them, and we feel bad about that.
Yeah.
But now there's a whole new emerging thing out there that people are asking us to get into, and we're not really trying to ignore it either. But I'm doing interviews, so you can get into it. And that's some of these online training sites.
Yeah.
And they're really getting really pretty high tech now. I was kind of amazed watching the demos out there. on some of them. So I talked to two of them. The first one we'll listen to, Poker VT.
Okay.
It's a new big site with Daniel DeGrom. Just launched not too long ago, getting a lot of buzz. And had a good, real good interview with one of their guys out there. And here it is.
All right, tell me who you are and who you're with.
Hi, my name is Matthew Carpenter. I work for Daniel and Poker VT. What we're doing right now is basically just here at the Gaming Expo, trying to get exposure for Poker VT. We're about 45 days into the launch. Everything's going really well. We're getting a lot of positive response. Handle promotions, marketing, as well as doing some of the, I guess I should say, all of the online support as well as tech support. And, I mean, the response and the positive feedback that we've been receiving is just amazing. What we do, basically, is we have the online training set up in the aspect of, like, Daniel wanted to get his small ball approach out to the masses, right. Basically. And, you know, I mean, he always gets asked, like, hey, can you give me lessons, and what can I pay, and how can I do it?
Exactly.
And that's not really exactly
feasible. It's just one guy,
It's just one man. So this was a way to actually spread that and let everybody take advantage of that and see how he does it and basically apply it to their own game.
Okay.
So basically that's what it started as, and then it kind of emerged from there and kind of turned into amazing section that we do as a hand analysis, where we take about 10 players, put headphones on them, they have microphones, and they go through, and basically you get three perspectives. You get the perspective of the player describing his hand. And basically the idea behind the headphones is that nobody can hear what anybody else is saying, so they speak into the microphone and say what they feel like the correct play is or what they're going to do, and then you have the opponent's perspective or the other players at the table that are still in the hand and their perception and opinion of what's happening, as well as you also get Daniel's commentary, and then he comes in at the end and says, whoa, you know, hey, you're a donkey, stupid play, or he says, you know, great, that's the right move, or whatever the case may be. Basically, it's something that nobody else really offers is a live game analysis.
Exactly.
Where a lot of these other sites, you see things like an online sit and go, or even an online cash game or a tournament, and all you're getting is one player's perspective.
Right.
That's where the next level comes in. We also moved into the online realm. You know, Daniel is one of, if not the greatest tournament player basically in the world. Well, what he doesn't do a lot of is he doesn't play a lot online, especially tournaments. So what we did is we got Annette Uberstedt involved,
right.
Who is basically, I mean, you know, the prodigy or the pinnacle of online tournament players, period.
Absolutely.
So she came on board and she teaches, one of the things she's actually very well known for, you know, it's gone around the poker world that she's won some 180 man sit and goes without ever looking at her whole
cards. Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
What we did there is just kind of, we're having her describe how she does that. I mean, one of the most difficult things about playing online is you can't really get a read on a player. Well, that's kind of where she comes in and basically breaks that down and lets you see and shares that information with you of how maybe you can pick up tells or pick up that information online. We also have Adam Junglin, who is a very successful online tournament player as well, who has actually won the Poker Star Sunday Millions and, you know, several other countless tournaments. So then we also have Boosted J and JC Alvarado, who are huge online, especially Boosted J is a very high cash game player, online cash game player. So what we did is, you know, obviously we want to cover all bases, so we allow him to you know, showcase his talents of being a high stakes player, but then also we said, hey, is there any way that you can mix it up and do some lower stakes as well as sit and goes and cash games on the low stakes? So he was able to provide that information, and you know, it's all turned out very well. Another thing that we did too is Daniel does some heads up matches with Adam Junglin.
Okay.
And the very cool thing about that is we were able to do audio on both ends, so you get Daniel's audio, but then you get Adam's audio, so then we synced it in, and what we'll do is we'll actually do that with like five or six players, so we'll have everybody sitting around a table, and then everybody will be at their own computer online all over the US, wherever they may be, but then you're getting everybody's analysis of the hand or what they feel like making the correct play to do is.
Okay, so help my listeners wrap their head around exactly what they're doing here. Are they buying like an online membership? Are they getting software they download, or all of it?
Very good question. One of the things that we tried to do here was we wanted to incorporate all aspects of poker training. Obviously, most of your listeners have probably read books. They've probably bought DVDs. They've probably even maybe purchased some poker software. Well, what we tried to do here was we tried to incorporate everything together. We tried to take all the information that you would receive from a book. We tried to take all the information that you would receive from watching a DVD and also from, you know, getting poker software and incorporating it into an interactive module that basically the content never ends. That's the problem with a DVD or a book or whatever the case may be, that the content continues to grow and to add. And yeah, I mean, I guess basically to answer your question, they you pay a one-time sign-up fee, initial sign-up fee, and then it's a monthly subscription, okay. And then it just keeps going from there. It's right now we're running a show special here at the show, but then what we will constantly do online is you know, continue to run promotions and offer specials. But yeah, I mean, obviously anybody can go to PokerVT and PokerVT.com and sign up.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
You know, like every ADD person on this planet, I was more interested in the siren, to be honest with you. What was going on there? I was so excited.
You know, I probably was. You know, last year when we went there, we laughed about how many Jiggly Girl booths were there.
Yeah.
You know, like these gentlemen clubs, and they had women spinning around.
Right.
And the big ones had a nice big area to spin around, and then kind of the low-rent ones.
Right.
We're kind of stuck between the gambler's bookstore and the poker jester.
Right.
Well, this year, there's only one kind of Jiggly Girl stand, and it was like they're giving away free beer samples. Which I liked. But the best part is they were pouring shots in the guy's mouths.
Oh, jeez.
Which was great if, like, these were, like, Adonis college-age guys. But no, they were all, the guys lined up were all, like, 96-year-old people with fanny packs. And they're all bellowing up there with these buxom girls. It was hilarious. So I think that was probably the alert signal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. To come get your shot.
That's hilarious.
But PokerVT wasn't the only one of these sites out there. I also talked to one of the pros at Stocks Poker, which is another big one that's getting a lot of press, too.
That's right.
So here you go.
Okay, tell me who you are and who you're with.
Okay, I'm Bryce Parody, and I'm here with StocksPoker.com. We're an online poker coaching site, and what we do is we take screen captures of people playing online, high-stakes players playing online, and we'll give them mics so you can hear their commentary, hear their thoughts as they play, and they'll create content for this website. What we do is a bit different than traditional coaching because one-on-one coaching with really good players is typically expensive.
Right.
So what we can do is we can create a database of content for a lot of users, and so that cheap. Our subscription fee is $100 for the first month, $25 a month after that, and you're usually getting 15 videos a week, and that is less than a dollar per video per month that you're paying for that. And a lot of these guys, most of our headlining coaching staff is poker millionaires. Matt Matros has won over $1 million in tournament cashes. I myself have won over $2.5 million playing limit hold'em games. Nick Virgin, who's right over there, over $1 million in limit, no limit. A lot of long-time, long-standing online players, most of who are specialized in their games, but they coach their specialty. That's what makes Stocks Poker a pretty strong site.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of sites out there like this one. What makes yours a little different?
We have some different content. We have, in addition to just the videos where people sit at tables and talk about poker, we have a lot of away-from-table content. So we'll create PowerPoint presentations and other special content that really focuses on specific things where we'll take a hand and we'll look at a specific concept and really, really try and focus on that. Have a video on semi-bluffing and help you out with that blind play. Give you some tips on that. So some really, really narrow content that's designed to be more instructional than demonstrative. So almost like you're watching a poker book online.
All right.
So we built that up. Additionally, one thing that we have is kind of cool and unique is we have Jared Tendler is a graduated sports psychologist.
Who's
working at our website and talking to people and taking on students for private coaching for improving your mental game and make you a better, more rational poker player.
Okay, very cool.
That's kind of something we have that nobody else does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, very good. And what's the website again?
That's StocksPoker.com.
All right, great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You know, if I remember correctly, too, one of our listeners does videos for Stocks Poker for Raz, Dr. Raz.
Dr. Raz,
yeah.
Yes.
So that's another thing. Not a lot of these sites deal with Raz. You know, so that's something else that makes them unique. But that's cool. Oh, did they have a big booth?
They had a huge booth.
Huge booth.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge. All right, so moving on to websites. This next one isn't a site that really helps you become a better poker player, but it was pretty cool. It's a big mega search that helps you find live tournaments around the world, and they're getting ready to do some, they're trying to add some local content too, so if members can go on the site, find out the tournaments, and also find out, like, when you come to Florida, you'll know that there's 100 min max on the no limit hold'em, that kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that, you know, when you buy that Bud Light from the cocktail waitress, she's going to ask you for $4 when she comes back, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so Poker Jet Setters.
Tell me who you are and who you're with.
I'm Dee Dee Cole. I'm president and COO of Poker Jet Setter International.
All right. It sounds like a really neat name for a company. So tell me what the company does.
Well, the name and the logo are great, but what it does is even better. It's a mega search engine for poker tournaments around the world.
Okay.
That's just the smallest piece of it, to be quite honest with you. It also includes business tools for both players and casinos. So for the first time, we have casinos putting their information in and players putting their information in, and the two of them are talking. So we're actually communicating live. That's where we're heading.
Okay.
All of this.
So if somebody came to the website, what would they expect to find?
Well, right now, if they go to the homepage, they can click on what's going on in July and August as far as poker tournaments and see real quick. It'll also show you what the benefits are, because as a player, not only can you locate a poker room anywhere right now in the United States and Canada, and eventually the world, you can do a mega search on any state, and it will show you every poker tournament going on in that state. But as a player, you also have a profile, and you can put your three favorite casinos in there, and every time you log on, it shows you what's going on in your three favorite casinos.
Very good. And, all right, so it's dependent on the casinos to update this, or do you guys update it as well, too?
We have right now a crew. I have this thing about getting kids through college, so I have a bunch of college kids that are updating it all the time.
All right.
And we update it through all the publications that are out there.
Okay.
And then eventually, where we're heading is to get all the casinos on as members as well, so that they're doing their own updates.
Okay.
Because it's very important to me that I have live information from the casinos.
Yeah, I was going to say, something like this, it would be very good.
Right.
Yeah.
My first casino member is the Bicycle Casino from Los Angeles.
All right, very good.
And,
big one.
They just think it's awesome.
Yeah. So. All right, and does this cost anything for people to use the site?
It does. I really wanted to make this inexpensive and worth their time. It's $39 a year.
A year? Wow, okay.
Or as my friend has figured out, 11 cents a day.
Less than a cup of coffee.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And for anybody who's had to search for where they wanted to play, I'm a weekend warrior.
Uh-huh.
And so Thursday or Friday morning, come around and say, hey, I want to play on Friday or Saturday or Sunday. And it would take me 2.5 hours. And I know everybody at the casinos, and I would call them. What's going on? Oh, I'm not sure. And it's just, it's crazy. And so I said, okay, let's put it all together.
Very good.
And my partner, we actually met at a World Poker Tour final table. And so while we were playing, we started talking, and then we became friends, and we kept talking and said how important this was. And we got a lot of people say, oh, I've thought of that, about that. But we, you know, not only pulled together the mega search engine, but we actually added tools to it to make it really useful for both casinos and players.
Okay, and tell me what the website is again.
www.pokerjetsetter.com.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I'm looking at their card, and I like it. It's a nice looking card.
It is.
And I love the code. TNT, because you know when you play poker, you explode.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
Well, you do.
But it sounds like a great idea, and I love the price. I mean, oh my god, $40 a year. How could you go wrong if this is something you really, really, you know, especially if you travel a lot or whatever. So.
And I asked her. I was sure I wanted to find out how they got their information, because I didn't want to spend this kind of money if you know, it wasn't going to be updated correctly.
Right, right.
And when I got done with the interview, I typed in Florida and I looked for some of the tournaments that I expected to be there, and they all were.
Wow.
So. You can't vouch for everywhere, but right. You know, I did a quick test. It seemed like they're doing a good job.
Pretty cool.
College people she has hired are very nice.
Wow, that's incredible. It's going to be hard to imagine how you can make a living doing it for $40 a year for one person, but we'll see how she does.
We'll see what they do.
See if they're there next year.
All right, so Chris, when you're playing online, it can get time-consuming, and you can get a little tired, and we've all misclicked once or twice, right?
Yeah.
So these next two people I talked to are working on new gadgets that will help you avoid these kind of problems. First one up is a Navigear keypad.
Tell me who you are and who you're with.
My name is Melody Hanna, and I'm with OnlinePokerAccessories.com.
All right.
And we have a precision poker keypad that we are selling that basically takes the place of a mouse when you play poker on your computer.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about it.
I'm Randy Reed. I'm the designer. And basically what we're trying to accomplish here is provide the capability for someone to play poker online with the keys and buttons on a keypad as opposed to playing with a mouse.
Okay. All right, so there's like an all-in button and a half pot, so instead of clicking around, you push a button instead.
Instead of clicking around, then basically we have buttons for check, fold, and we've combined check and fold into one button. As you know, on some websites, if you hit fold, it'll come up with a little annoying window that asks if you're sure because it's free to check. But we've worked around all of that, so you just press the check, fold, and it'll check if it can check. It'll fold if it needs to fold. Same thing with the check, call, similar activity. There's a button on there that we can use to increment your bet amount. So you basically just increment the bet amount up to the amount that you want to bet, and then hit the enter key, and it'll actually execute the bet. We have, of course, the ever-popular all-in button.
Yep.
You hit all-in, and then you hit enter, and it will make your all-in bet. Now, we have a 4X, 3X button, which will allow you to make a 4 times the big blind bet, or 3 times the big blind bet, and that's only for use, of course, pre-flop. That one, you don't need to hit the enter key. If you hit 4X, basically, it bets it right there on the spot.
Okay.
One unique feature is the number keys. It's got a full number keypad on there. Normally, when you play with number keys online, you have to move your mouse. You have to, you know, reach over, move your mouse into the little numeric window, clear it out, and then type in your numeric bet. On here, you hit any numeric key, and it'll take you right into the window, clear it out, and then you can just complete making your bet and then hit the enter key to actually execute that bet.
Okay.
It's USB.
That's what I'm going to ask you.
We do plan in a few months to come out actually with a wireless version, but right now this version that we have out here is USB.
Okay.
It has an integrated trackball on there, so it's got the trackball and mouse activities for those times when you need to, you know, sit down at a table and do those things.
Okay, and what does it cost?
The cost here at the show and until the end of this month is $74.99. Normally online it's $89.
Okay, and where can they go online to buy it?
OnlinePokerAccessories.com.
Okay, great.
So as we're listening to that, we hear the familiar T-Mobile ring in the background, and I joke and say, that's probably me calling you, and it was!
It was! I'm like, oh, I forgot to put it on vibrate, and now the dork who's called me like 90 times a day is calling me in the middle of an important interview with Navigamer,
Navigamer.
Not Navigear.
That's right. I'm looking at the product here, and it looks like they basically just had a bunch of extra keyboards lying around the house. How they got started with the promo. You can see they got the little number pad there and everything. And I'm sure once they get going, too, they'll probably have one made specifically for them by a company or whatever.
Absolutely.
But it's pretty all-in-one right there. It's all right up at your hand. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. Now, the next one, too, of course, you know, this one requires you to use your hands a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, some people might be a little too lazy to use their hands, or maybe they played with you and they've got short arms and they can't reach the keyboard. So this next guy has come up with a really interesting way around that, and it's a hands-free online poker experience.
Oh my
God. Okay, tell me who you are and who you're with.
My name is Jeff Schreiben. I represent Hands Free Poker. I'm the owner and creator, and what we create is voice recognition software that allows you to play internet poker using your voice rather than the mouse.
Really? Okay.
Yep, it started from personal experience. I was an IT consultant, and then I would play poker at night. What happened is that my hands started to hurt. I got carpal tunnel, things like that. Of course, I don't want to give up poker,
yeah.
So I had to find a way to make it work. So it's been a long 2-year journey, but I finally found the right contractor, and we got developed offshore. We have a really quality product now that we're launching at this expo right here. We're trying to get the word out.
Okay, so tell me how it works.
So how it works is that you can have as many tables open as you like, and when it's your turn to act, a little red bar will come around the screen, and any verbal command you give, call, fold, raise, check, or a number amount for a raise will make that happen. There are also shortcut commands like bet pot, all in, things like that.
Okay.
One click, two clicks, those represent the number of blinds you want to bet. So, you know, this is built from a first-player perspective. I built it, and I use it all the time. I play online as Pimply Teen constantly. Feel free to chat with me anytime you'd like. I'll be using it all the time with a wireless headset, and it's really changed the way I play online.
Okay. So you use the microphone on your computer, or
yep.
You can buy one?
That's exactly right. You use a digital microphone is recommended. The analog ones don't work as well because of interference.
Okay.
So you can buy them from our site, or you can find one from a friend or something like that, and you get a 2-week trial from our website, www.handsfreepoker.com, and then you get 2 weeks of full access. As long as you have a headset, it should be good to go.
Okay, and what does it cost?
It costs $89 for the software.
Okay.
And then, we also sell the wired headsets are $70, and the wireless are $200, which is pretty much standard. It's hard to find them much cheaper than that. And, it shouldn't be much for most of these cash game tournament players out there.
Yeah.
I know they're all loaded with money these days.
Exactly. Now, does it respond just to your own voice, or is it just a voice in general?
Well, here's how it works. You need to spend about 10 minutes when you first get it training your voice specific. The computer learns your specific voice. You go through a bunch of passages where Windows actually learns your voice, and then past that is very accurate. Very, very accurate past that. So once you give it the training session and you have the volume set up right, it's almost 100% accurate. I play with it daily, and I really have no problems with it. But it's not a total replacement either. So let's say you're in a big pot. You can press mute, and then you can go use the mouse.
Okay.
It's something where I've just found that using a mouse over a 5-hour period of time leads to big trouble.
Exactly.
So this is a good way to break it up, more like. It's not a replacement. It's just a supplement. So something I think every poker player should have in their toolkit.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was very happy that he said that there was the whole voice recognition training thing, because, you know, the way I say button and stuff, you know, I may say fold and it may think I said all in or something.
It'd be like the Verizon help lady. I did not understand that. Please say it again.
But there's something, like, cold about talking to my computer.
So, I don't know. What do you think? Social, I think.
Social's not to talk back to you.
Well, no, but, you know, you're talking now. Instead of just screaming out loud, you're talking to... But the big thing, I want to be sure that if I'm playing at home and online and you walk in the house to debug me or something, that you don't go, oh, and then totally screw me. That's what I'm glad to hear, that it recognizes your voice and not the bozo behind you that's trying to blow your $5 out by it.
Hey, now, if you're doing joint sessions like Paul Osica,
it's true.
He might be
in trouble. You're going to train too well.
You got to retune voices.
All right, so you know, a lot of people have a big debate over sunglasses.
Yeah.
Some people don't like to wear them.
Yeah.
I think you and I don't like to wear them.
Right.
Because we can't see the cards.
Right.
And it used to be famous that Phil Ivey said, you know, he
$1,000.
A gazillion-dollar pot because he couldn't read it. But at the same time, you kind of want to shield your eyes, even though Joe Navarro tells you it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because the eyes are the best thing, or the least telling thing.
That's right. That's right.
But this new company, Royal Poker Eyewear, had kind of got around that. They designed a fairly attractive pair of glasses. I've been trying them out. And they actually makes the poker table brighter rather than darker.
Okay, can you tell me who you are and who you're with, please?
Yeah, sure. My name's Russell Morgan, the company director of Royal Poker Eyewear. We're based in London, the UK, but we're over in Vegas promoting our product, basically.
All right, and what is your product?
We specialise in state-of-the-art poker eyewear. So it's not just a pair of sunglasses. We've got a very special lens with a dual anti-reflective dieclectic lens coating, which actually brightens the room as opposed to darkens it, whilst shielding your eyes from all angles. So you can maximise brightness instead of minimising it, and you hold them on so your eyes don't get strained, and you can keep them on there and you never misread your cards, a lot of sunglasses do. So that's the two main reasons, really: shielding and the maximising of light. So yeah.
All right, and tell me a little bit about the design. It looks pretty nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the style of I suppose a traditional Oakley style, universally appealing. Frame design, if you like. They fit snug to your face. Ladies and men, very suitable for both types. And they're selling really well. They've been going online now for 16 months. Sold about 5,000 pieces. Very big in Europe, big in London. Got some big sponsors over there. And in Vegas now, as you can see, the show's booming.
Yep. They're ready to take over America now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now we've just got hundreds of customers. We've got my man here trying to help us out. So.
All right, and then real quick, what are the glasses cost?
Okay, online you can buy them for $79.95.
Okay.
But that's free post and packaging to anywhere in the world. So that's just one-off price, $80 or $79.95, and you can pretty much send them anywhere. They'll come from London,
right.
But they'll go everywhere, and there's no tax.
Okay, and what is the website?
And the website is www.royal-eyewear.com.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Man, a touch of class comes to ante up.
I love it.
Whenever I hear an English accent, British accent, I just always think, God, they're so smart.
Exactly.
They could be saying, you know, anything. Reading the dictionary, reading Texas Hold'em entry in the dictionary, and they'll still sound like they're geniuses to me. I love the way they sound. It just sounds fantastic. But let's talk about this product a little bit, real quick. You and I, you have a pair here, and we've put them on. And sure, it makes them brighter, but does it seem like it makes... I mean, don't all these types, like, you know, this fishing sunglasses, don't they all really make the stuff brighter?
I don't know. I've never had a pair that made it brighter.
Okay.
I mean, all mine, I look at the cars, I don't wear dark lenses usually.
Right.
But it's always darker. But, these actually went up on a lot. They did seem lighter, so I don't know.
Okay.
But I think it's a pretty good price for sunglasses, anyhow.
Yeah, that's usually what we would pay for.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm like looking at like Ray-Bans that are like, my God, I buy cars for less than that. So for $80, I don't know. It's not bad. And they're pretty attractive.
And have you worn them?
Not out.
Not out yet. Are you going to?
Maybe. Yeah, well, I'm a little afraid because it makes things brighter. You know, it's Florida here. It's sun. I don't want to, like, you know, burn my retinas before I get to the poker room.
Oh, man.
But I'll give them a spin at the poker room.
Cases of glaucoma shoot up in the Sunshine State.
All right, so our good friend from Britain there told us about the eye strain, and you know, it's your eyes that get strained when you're playing.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, long sessions, you get kind of fatigued, and you need a little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
So you might want to think about some Poker Focus.
What is Poker Focus?
Poker Focus is the ultimate gaming supplement. It's an all-natural product that we put together. It was made by players for players. It was an idea that I had about a year and a half ago. It supports mental focus, concentration, and also energy.
Okay.
I've been taking it for a while. All of us have been taking it for a while. The product works really well. Helps you stay focused at the table, those long sessions. Way better than the energy drinks. You're not up going to the bathroom all the time. Yeah. Something you can keep in your pocket. I just think the product is excellent. Okay. We're really happy to be here.
And they're tablets, right?
Yes, they are.
Well, they're technically capsules.
Capsules? Yes. Okay, capsules.
Yep. And, it makes it easier to dissolve and absorb.
Okay. And they come in, how many do you get in a container?
There's 60 capsules in a bottle.
Okay.
And that's one serving is two capsules, or one session.
One session?
It's two capsules. So a bottle would have 30 sessions in it.
Okay. And how long would a session
The session
roughly
for the
last?
Product is about 5 to 6 hours.
Okay.
Depending on each person, it's different depending on weight and their tolerance to these nutrients. Now, certain poker sessions last 12, 10 hours.
Right.
So obviously, you know, it's encouraged to take more if you need it while you start crashing so that you finish strong at the table, which is probably the most important thing.
Right. And what is in it?
All right, it's a combination of three components that I like to say. It's a strong B vitamin complex, along with caffeine, which is typically found in every energy product, along with GABA, L-theanine, and 5-HTP, which are nutrients that your nerve cells use to communicate. So that's where the function of the focus comes from, where you have the energy stuff, the energy, B vitamins and caffeine to give you energy, but also the ingredients that help you stay focused and alert to help your brain work. That's what's naturally found in your body. We're just supplementing more for it so you have more nutrients for your brain to function optimally.
Very good. And what does a bottle cost?
Bottle cost, we have a special show price right now for $29.99. And like I said, that's 30 sessions, so it's about $1 a poker session.
$1 poker session, okay. And where can people that aren't at the show go to order it?
They can go to pokerfocus.com. That's F-O-K-U-S. And you can buy them there. You can find them in other gaming supplement retailers or gaming sites. And in the future, we'd hope to be working in casinos and other convenience stores. So that'll be sold nationwide for everybody. But until then, you can go online and get the product.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Great.
Okay, I just have two questions.
All right.
One, when did the mafia get involved in poker supplements? And two, can you overdose on these?
I don't know. It's all stuff that's in your body already. It's just...
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I could take a lot. I could drink a lot of stuff that's in my body and make me sick. You know,
but
I mean?
It's one tablet per session.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess if you're trying to be like Barry Greenstein and stay up all night and then call Annie up and do an interview, you're probably going to have to pop four or five, and who knows what happens to you at that point.
Did you try one?
No, because I was heavily on the, as he said, I was on the energy drinks. I was down in my Sobe and my Red Bull
and
whatever they would give me wherever I want. And he's right. You got to get up and you got to run to the can and tinkle. With Poker Focus, that's not going to happen. But so he gave me some samples. So at my next big session, I'm going to fire one up for you. I'll let you know.
I can't wait.
All right, so this next one, these were really good people. We we started our business. It's kind of scary. We've learned a lot. We're just getting out there now, right?
Right.
This couple is doing the same thing, and they're also from St. Pete, right across from Derby Lane.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool to go all the way to Vegas and meet people from your own backyard.
Small world.
And they've got a very interesting product, and I think they're doing very well with it, and I'll let them tell you about it.
Tell me who you are and who you're with.
My name is Donnie Campbell. I'm with the Poker Whiz Wheel.
Okay. And what is the Poker Whiz Wheel?
Poker Whiz Wheel is a strategy reference guide that incorporates 169 card combinations. It has one side filled with the suited card combinations. The back side has the offsuit.
Okay.
The hands will be reflected by the two card holes, hole card, and it'll have the suited or offsuit indicated. Then it'll give you a color-coded background, which you can see right here, whether it's blue all the way down to red. Obviously, red indicating be danger, and blue, what we like to indicate, like the blue chip stocks or the blue chip hands.
Okay, so good.
If you had these cards dealt to you, the 10-9 suited,
right.
It'll tell you it's a green color-coded hand, which is basically saying you're not going to want to play that hand except with a maximum of 7 opponents.
Okay.
It'll tell you the first column, the ranking is 64 out of 169 card combinations.
All right.
It has the three positions for play action, early, middle, and late position, and the recommended play action based on different position and hand strength values. The last column is the relative strength. That is the strength of the hand against any random hand and one opponent.
Okay.
That hand value actually decreases as there's more opponents in the hand. We actually have it so you can base it not only on the amount of people at a table, but the amount of opponents that are in a particular hand.
Okay.
For example, if you have this green-colored hand right here indicating seven opponents, say you get three or four people to fold at the table, now you drop down to, you know, the four or five opponent mark. So you drop down one echelon to five opponents, which is going to increase the value of that particular hand. So in this case, if you're in late position, it's telling you to call the big blind and call one raise. So if you were to see only five opponents, now you jump up one echelon to where you could potentially raise an unraised pot and then call one raise. And same goes if there's only three opponents. Now you can even go up to where you may re-raise somebody because there's only a couple opponents in the hand.
Okay, great. Now, is this... I imagine online players would love this too because no one can watch them spinning the wheel around, right?
Yeah, I don't play much online poker. I'm more into the action.
Okay, so you actually use it at the table.
The human contact. I have used online. I did some of the full tilt free rolls for the
right.
WSOP and just to see how it worked.
Uh-huh.
And once you get past the maniac stage, the first 5 or 10
yeah, right,
minutes,
right.
I actually did pretty well. I got down to, you know, the 20 or 30 players left out of 450, 500. Now they're strictly off just using this. Obviously, post-flop, turn, and river action is different.
Okay.
But I just use the starting guide. It's using this right here.
Okay.
I do take it to several of the local poker places where we play all the time. People love it. They love to see, you know, if they're playing their hands right or wrong.
Yeah.
And it's you can use it mainly for beginners and intermediate. A lot of the advanced players don't like to say, oh,
exactly.
You know, I need help or whatever.
Right.
In most cases, that's true. But it can help you. It's just another tool for your toolbox, basically is what we call it. We actually created the Poker Whiz Wheel from... I'm a Marine,
and
so
okay.
We utilize whiz wheels all the time for large, complex data sets.
Oh, really?
All right. We'll have, like, machine guns, and it'll tell you the range, the caliber, the cyclic rate, the sustained rate of fire, and it'll tell you all that information, but it'll have multiple machine guns on there so you can quickly
okay.
access
Very
information.
Cool.
So one day in my endeavor to try to figure out how to compile all this information for poker that you get from half a dozen, you know, 12 books at a time,
yeah, yeah.
Poker magazines, strategy cards, and put in something simple that people use, we created the Poker Whiz Wheel. And I actually started developing it last year after the World Series of Poker. Came back home and figured out there was a lot I didn't know
yeah.
and a lot I wanted to learn and be able to help people learn. There's nothing worse than having pocket aces and having 2-7 come into the hand with you
yeah.
and try to snap you off. So sort of like trying to regulate, you know, some of the play. But, yeah, we have a great interest. A lot of people like it, and we're doing pretty well here right
okay.
now.
Okay. And what's the cost?
Right now, their MSRP is $29.95.
Okay.
The GLE special is $20. You can buy it online through our website for $25.
Okay, and what's the website?
It's pokerwhizwheel.com.
All right, great, thanks.
Awesome.
It's so weird to think that someone would sit at the table and use this. And he said he did. He likes the human contact. And I've seen the product. You brought it over, and I looked at it. And I know, like, on one side, while he's turning the wheel, he doesn't reflect exactly
yeah,
what is the other side.
One side suited, the other side are unsuited.
Yeah. But
it's not like you're giving away your hand.
No, and the other thing I didn't like was when he said green, I thought green for go, and he was actually saying green was a bad hand, and I'm thinking green is good. You know?
But yeah, but it's all explained on the Whiz Wheel.
I like the blue chip idea. That was pretty cool. I thought it was interesting that you went from one product that makes you not take a Poker Whiz, and then you go to the Poker Whiz Wheel, which I thought was very interesting.
All right, so this last, the last interview for this week, I don't know whether this really helped you with your poker game,
uh-huh.
but... One of the things that we always say on this show, because we like to introduce our players to new games,
right.
and we always say that when you learn a new game, it helps you better focus on the original game, but
right.
go back to your hold'em game.
Right.
So these are people that are trying to push a new poker game, trying to get new casinos to deal their poker game in their poker rooms. I wish them a lot of luck because it's very much like Omaha, but I'll let him explain exactly what it is.
All right, can you tell me who you are and who you're with?
My name is Nick Paul. It's my brother, Bruce, who developed the game.
Okay.
We're from the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles.
Okay.
What else would you like to know?
What's the game called?
The game is called 211 Poker.
Okay.
It's a high-low, similar to Omaha,
okay.
but with a few interesting twists. And you still get four cards dealt to you like Omaha.
All right.
The difference being that you can use two or three cards from your hand.
But not four.
But not four.
All right.
And at least two.
Okay.
You must use at least two. The flop is two cards instead of three. In fact, this is Bruce. my brother. He's the one that developed the game.
Nice to meet you, too.
And the other variant from Omaha is that it's a 7-low qualifier instead of an 8. And you do not get penalized for straights and flushes.
Okay.
So naturally, a straight flush wheel would be your best hand.
Best hand. All right, great. Now, what are your, you guys trying to get casinos to deal this?
We're doing it multi-phase, actually.
Okay.
We've applied for and been accepted by the Washington State Gaming Commission already.
Okay.
We're pending in Nevada and California.
Okay.
Once that happens, then, of course, we'd like to see casinos start dealing it. We're negotiating with 2 online sites right now to do it online. We're encouraging people to play it in their home games. Send us pictures and comments that we can post on the website.
All right.
And our primary purpose here this weekend is just to introduce the game and get people familiar with it so that when they see it online or in a casino, they'll at least know what it is.
Exactly.
And they'll play it.
And they won't run screaming, right? What's
exactly.
This new game?
All right. Exactly. We have trademarked it, we've patented it, and we've copyrighted it.
Excellent. Very good. And I noticed you had an analysis done of it, too.
Yes, we did. We had an analysis done by Minimax out of Boston.
Okay.
Very comprehensive, very favorable. They liked the game very much.
Okay.
We even had Jamie Gold over to the house a couple
of
weeks.
All right, very good.
And he played the game and was really enthusiastic about it. There's a couple of other things that are coming up with it that, unfortunately, I can't tell you about
yet.
All
right.
Understand? But Jamie has taken an active role in promoting it, which is kind of exciting and flattering.
Yes, very good. Now,
what else can I
tell you? Do you think it appeals more to Omaha players than Hold'em?
Initially, yes.
Okay.
But once Hold'em players start playing it, it's like anything else. It's the first really new poker game that's been introduced in 26 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably been a long time.
It's been a very long time, to the point where we had an interesting situation happen with the state of Washington. It took several phone calls and contacts to figure out what paperwork we needed to fill out to actually get it applied, because it had been so, nobody in the office knew how to fill out the paperwork for a table game. You know, they understood computer games, but they didn't know what to do with a table game. So that was kind of funny, but the acceptance and the buzz has been really good up to this
point. Yeah, we had a full table the entire time I've been here, I noticed.
Yeah,
so people
most
are playing
of the time,
it.
We've actually had people standing waiting to play. So.
And it's 10 people at a table, right? It's just like every other kind of Hold'em game.
Okay. Right.
Very good. All right, if they want more information, what's the website they can go to?
211poker.com.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How do you make money on this? I don't understand. Like, how could you stop a casino from dealing the game? Anyway, I mean, you copyright. Yeah, I don't understand how you could copyright a game.
Well, they've invented it. I don't know. It's a very good question. I guess if somebody's just dealing it in a casino and they don't have,
I mean, how could you stop somebody from dealing a card game? I mean, it's not somebody.
If it's trademarked, I don't know. Is anybody trademarked Raz?
That's what I'm saying. There's not somebody.
We should look into that.
Royalties to Raz. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird. How do you plan on making enough money? Even like, okay, casino agree. I mean, it's not like it's a electronic game like Joe Awada does, where he invents these games and sells them on the strip.
Right, okay.
And then they're taking their actual game, so the house gets a certain amount of money. This is a card game. That's so weird. I'm sure there isn't somebody out there, you know, like Dole Pineapple isn't getting, you know, royalties when somebody plays Crazy Pineapple in L.A. How do you make money on this? I wonder. This is really weird.
That is a very good question. I'm guessing they probably figured that out because they've obviously spent a lot of money getting the game out there.
I just
with the expo and trademarks and copyrights. And
I would be real interested in seeing if like a casino deals it and then ask them.
Sounds like you're going to go to Washington or Nevada or some online site's going to have it.
Road
you
trip.
Better get boned up on it because I'm calling it in the next home game.
You can't call it in the
I'm going to pass
game.
Out their little instruction sheet here. Everybody's going to get 5 minutes to figure out how to play, and then I'm going to take all your money.
All right, well, then I want all of the proceeds from the royalties for calling
he encouraged us to play it online and send him pictures.
Yeah, so we may do that. Break out the camera phone and take some shots of us playing the home game of Faso throwing the cards at somebody.
Yeah, you know this kind of game is going to get his card firing range up.
Well, Scott, nice job out there. I'm sorry I wasn't there to guide you through the interviews.
Yeah.
But you did a good job without me. I appreciate it.
I tried. And we got 11 more good ones coming next week. So
yeah, I was confused before. I thought we were going to have 11 this week. So,
yeah,
you
know. No.
So the low hand was this week.
Exactly.
Next week's the high hand.
We'll get you an abacus.
This is Jennifer Harmon at Full Tilt Poker, and I listen to Annie Up.
All right, we got a hand of the week here. It's a cash game, my favorite type of hand.
Exactly.
50 right. cent, $1, no limit hold'em.
My best game by far.
All right, it's gonna be heads up, okay?
All right.
Our hero, right. who goes by the name of Ringo6624,
is going to be... Beatles fan?
Yes, obviously. And he's going to be two off the button, okay?
Baton. I do not understand what you said.
Like
Please
I said,
say it again.
All right, so the big blind is going to be the guy he's in the hand with. He has $81 in front of him. All our right. hero has 92.
Very good.
Wow. It gets folded to our guy, who raises to $3, which is pretty standard.
Okay.
3X, right?
Right, yep.
All
right,
so it folds to, obviously, to the big blind, who calls.
All right, it's a big blind. I hate this.
I do.
You make that bet, everybody gets out of the way. And they're like, all right, that was bad. I didn't want to play these cards anymore. Thank you for making my decision easy.
Yeah.
You get to the big blind, and they're always the most stubborn donkey at the table.
Yeah.
And I don't mean donkey as in a derogatory poker term. I mean,
okay, well, in this case, he's a raises,
stubborn mule. They don't get rid of it.
To $3 because he has the suited big slick, ace of hearts, king of hearts.
Wow, okay.
So we're hoping for a call. We're hoping for a little bit of action.
That
here.
Is a blue chip hand.
That is a blue chip hand.
Poker Whiz Wheel.
Clearly not a green chip hand. So we're looking for some action, and we get it. The flop now, okay, comes 4 of hearts, 6 of hearts, king of spades. Okay?
Bingo, bango, bongo.
You know, don't even get me started on the old Mike Sexton WPT stuff, because I wrote a whole column about it for September's issue. So if you want to see what I think of those guys at WPT, take a listen. But yeah, exactly. We couldn't ask really for a better flop other than another heart.
Star Spangled Banner going off in your head here. I don't know. This is great.
We got a nut flush draw, right?
Yeah.
We got top. And we got action. We got somebody in the pot with us.
And we got position, too.
And we got position. I mean, could you really... I mean, other than the waitress coming over and giving you a free drink and saying, no, please, Mr. Cosenza, don't tip me. I couldn't ask for any more. Okay? All right. So what we do is we decide to bet out $3. So
I'm guessing the big blind check to us.
Yeah, of course.
Trying to take away the power position.
Always.
Letting us act first.
They check to us, and we bet $3, which I like. 3 to 5, I think, is a good bet. Right, you agree with that?
Yep, you're betting the pot, right?
All
right,
so we're betting. Yeah, well,
sort of.
No, six fifty.
Well, okay, half pot.
So half pot, which is about right. I mean, if you look,
I might have bet a little bit more, I guess.
Look, if you look at the Navigator keypad,
yes,
there's a button right there, half pot. So we're
push betting, that button.
Just push the button.
All right.
Obviously, it's something that people like to do often. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made a button for it. So, all right, we're pushing half pot.
No, that's probably a good standard continuation bet there.
Yeah,
and since we've hit the flop, and then we're not scared about any draws because the heart comes, it's even better.
Right. People may think it's a weak
Reel
bet.
Them in.
Maybe it's a weak bet.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
true.
You know, just a continuation, and they're trying to steal it from you. So you're hoping he does something here.
All right.
But the big blind just calls.
All right. Ooh, no all information.
Right. No information, really. It could be a draw, but really it's no information, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the turn. King of clubs.
Wow! Bingo, bango, bongo.
Bingo, bango, bongo, part two. Now, it's not exactly a heart, which would be fantastic for us.
Yeah.
But still, now we've got trips and best kicker in case this guy was playing a king rag.
Yeah.
So really, all we're afraid of at this point is king six or king four.
Or a pocket pair, I guess. Four is
quarter. Yeah, four, pocket fours, pocket sixes, right. So we're doing pretty
good. Could be consistent with how it's been played out.
Right, and we'll find out now, though, if the guy has a set and not just turned a boat, I think. So let's see what happens. Guy checks.
All right.
Now,
okay.
What do? We bet $8.
$8. All right.
So that's a pretty good bet, I think, because you're looking at about 12 in the pot, 12 almost. Yeah, about 12 after
break. Good step bet, too. So
yeah.
You know, if you're just making, you're firing your second bullet, that's probably the kind of size bet you want. And obviously, they don't know the power of our bullet here.
Right, and that's
an armor-piercing bullet.
Two-thirds of the pot. That's a good bet, I think, on a turn. You don't want to always bet pot, and you're not worried about the flush draw because you got the nuts to that. So I like that. But can we, when this guy calls his $8, which he does, can we put him on a hand at this point? What do you put him on at this point?
When he calls it? Wow. I'm real... The call kind of scares me because what could you have there that you would call unless you're setting up some kind of river move
to
try to steal the pot?
Yeah.
wow. I mean, that's a scary looking board now. There's two hearts out there. There's two kings. You get a preflop raiser who's bet both streets.
There are two types of hands.
All in?
I can think of two hands. All right. I can think of a hand that is something like queen jack of hearts, and he's still holding on for the flush.
Ooh, I don't know about that. But all right, what's your second one?
My other one is that he has a pair that's an over sixes, but under kings. And that second king makes him think it's less likely that our guy has a king, and that his hand is still good.
I also think that pocket fours or pocket sixes are becoming a distinct possibility.
Okay.
Because I think, though I probably would have check-raised on the flop because of the two hearts if I had that hand, I don't know, maybe I could see squeezing one off and hoping that the heart doesn't come and then getting some action. And now that we've got her both and we're a little less scared about it.
I mean, so you think this guy's... maybe our hero was aggressive and this guy's thinking, I'll let him keep doing the betting for me and
dog.
I have my boy walk the dog kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's a good possibility. All right, so let's see what happens. We bet the eight, he calls. The river is the seven of hearts.
Okay.
So we don't have the nuts, but we have the nut...
flush.
It's not even a nut flush, really. Somebody could have, you know, a straight flush. But it's essentially the nut flush.
You know, I think this is an interesting card, too, because if you think the guy was hanging around with a flush draw off to snap us off, it got there, but we've got a better flush.
Right.
But then you can't get too excited because...
he could have a boat.
If he had a boat already...
Right.
Now, it's a false sense of the security, kind of like a Linus blanket.
Yep.
Although that was probably a good security for Linus.
Except when Snoopy grabbed it and pull him all around the whole neighborhood.
Or slapped Pigpen with it and got it all smelly.
So let's think of the other scenario. There's the queen heart, queen high flush, possible. Then there's the... he could have now filled up now with pocket sevens, which is the hand I was thinking of between sixes and kings.
Or he could have king seven, too.
King seven, right.
I also thought he could have king six and king four. I'm actually very... I think what the big blind does first here is going to be the most interesting part of his hand.
Okay, so our big blind checks. What do we do? We have the nut... we have a nut... well, essentially a nut flush.
Wow.
We have an ace high flush.
Okay, so he checked. I'm thinking if he was waiting to make a river move, he would have bet here.
Because he didn't want to lose you. I can't
imagine a scenario where he was just going to check and hope that you're going to fire the third bullet when the board gets this scary now.
I know.
I got to think we have the best hand. I guess I'm not worried now.
Okay, so you know there's a ton of money out there in the pot.
Yeah.
What are you going to bet?
I don't know, probably another half pot or something.
Yeah, that's about what he did, $15. Our villain Min raises.
Yikes.
To $30.
Yikes.
So before I say what our guy did, what do you think of that?
Alright, so maybe he was waiting for the third bullet to be fired and got what he wanted, and now he's Min raising trying to squeeze a little more money out of us.
Sounds like a boat.
At this point I'm not excited about my hand anymore, so I'm just going to call and hope that I... and if I call and I win, great, it's a big pot.
All right, let's
see.
That's
what I'm going to do. I'm not going to re-raise. I'm not going to open
the... you're just going to call.
I'm
not going to reopen the betting.
Exactly.
Okay, well, our hero says, well, the hell what Scott thinks.
And I get that often.
I'm going to shove 78 more, and I'm going to be all in. All
right.
The other guy calls, and he's all in. We show our ace high flush, and eight, and the guy shows 7-7 for a full house.
Oh!
Got it on the river.
Snapped off on the river.
So he was thinking the exact same thing that, you know... the guy likely didn't have a king, and his sevens might have been good, and then he got rewarded on the river with that miracle two-outer.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, that's sad. So the guy wins a $160 pot, and our guy only has $10 left.
Well, I think, again, and just because it worked out my way, I'm not saying this, but I don't think I would have reopened the betting when he got min-raised.
Right, the min-raise, when you know you don't have the nuts, the min-raise is tough.
I mean, the min-raise is not you're not going to get anybody to fold with a min-raise,
right.
So if you're bluffing... right. And, you know, I just, unless he had a weaker flush, why would you want to... There's nothing that guy would be min-raising with other than a big hand.
Yeah. You got, like, really, you think about it, ace-high flush, it sounds like a good hand, but you've got, like, the 12th best hand there.
Yeah.
If you think about it, with the straight flush out there and all the boat possibilities. Once the board pairs, you really got to be cautious. I might have been happy just to check it on the end or just call.
Yeah.
When he made his min-raise.
Well, I had fun. I hadn't read that hand. It was all fresh to me.
That's cool. See, we got this more off. We got to mix it up in
a
new regime.
We'll mix it up a little.
New regime.
All right.
I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
And we will see you at the tables.
Annie Up is a production of Annie Up Magazine and is edited by Chris Cosenza. If you'd like to contact us, send an email to podcast@antiupmagazine.com. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.
He just bet two-thirds the pot into the big sack. What's your read?
That's your music, isn't it? On your player?
Oh, really? Yeah.
There's no way that's him. That's the end of the mission, I'm sure.
Jesus Christ.
It's like you've never done this before. Oh, no way, you haven't. There's our Easter egg.